Hi, welcome to Jesus Wins, a daily devotional by Elizabeth Talbot. This whole month of April, we will be exploring the topic, Believing His Salvation. April 18, His Sign. No sign will be given, but the sign of Jonah the prophet. Matthew 12, verse 39. Do miracles produce real faith? This is a question that many religious groups have tried to answer till this day. There is even an ongoing dialogue about it on the internet. Yet the biblical account reports that after experiencing God's miraculous deliverance through the Red Sea and the supernatural provisions of food and water, Israel still questioned if God was with them. This was the case many times in the Bible stories. In light of these events, we ask, is there anything that can produce real faith in Jesus? Having described several miracles of Jesus, Matthew recounts how the scribes and Pharisees came to him asking for a sign. Signs and miracles had legitimized the ministry of some of the Old Testament prophets, such as Moses and Elijah. But Jesus could read the hearts of his inquirers and knew that they had mocked and misinterpreted even his exorcisms. Jesus answered, "An evil and adulterous generation craves for a sign, and yet no sign will be given to it but the sign of Jonah the prophet. For just as Jonah was 3 days and three nights in the belly of the sea monster, so will the Son of Man be 3 days and three nights in the heart of the earth." Matthew 12, verses 39 and 40. Jonah was a reluctant prophet who had tried to run away from God's call to proclaim his grace to Nineveh. It was a pagan city, which later became the capital of Assyria, whose populace eventually repented from their ways when Jonah finally preached to them. But the prophet himself was in dire need of God's grace. While on his rebellious journey, he ended up in the belly of a fish for 3 days, pleading with God in prayer. We find the heart of the gospel in the plea of Jonah. Salvation is from the Lord. Jonah 2, verse 9. In a remarkable parallelism, Jesus announces to the Pharisees and scribes that his sacrifice on the cross would be the only sign that they would have about his identity and mission. If we are to avoid skepticism and desire to guard ourselves against unbelief, we must ask God for a daily revelation of Jesus' sacrifice for us. That's the only convincing sign.
Today's podcast was excerpted from the book Jesus Wins, published by Pacific Press Publishing Association. If you would like to purchase your own printed copy, you can do so by calling 1-800-765-6955. Or by going to AdventistBookCenter.com or Jesus101.tv. From all of us at Jesus 101, thanks for listening, and remember, Jesus wins!